The Minnesota Military Family Tribute will be located at the State Capitol Mall in St. Paul. Joining us now with more about this memorial effort is Terry Popp. She is the president of the Minnesota Military Family Tribute. Good morning and welcome, Terry.
Oh, good morning, Mary. Thank you for having me.
So can you talk a little bit about what is the Military Family Tribute?
The Military Family Tribute is being built on the Minnesota State Capitol Mall. It's to honor military and veteran family members. It is a tribute rather than a memorial, so it honors both the living as well as those who've passed. And it's a very large tribute. It'll actually physically link together all of the war memorials that are located on the Capitol Mall.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that this is honoring both family members and service members. Why is it important to honor the whole family of a service member?
Well, actually, when a service person goes into the military, and in the past there was the draft, but now people do it by choice, it actually just isn't the person who's signing up and going into the military. It's the entire family that becomes a part of the military. They're in support systems for that military person. When a person goes into the military, the number one thing they ask is that their family be taken care of. And the number one thing that the family asks is that their military member or military service member be taken care of. And so that's what's paramount for both the families and the service members themselves. So it's important that we support the military service members' support systems.
Okay, that makes sense. So tell us a little bit about the story stones. What is that? What are the story stones?
Okay, the story stones are actually already the stones themselves are physically on the Capitol Mall. We're about 80% complete on this project to date. The story stones represent all 87 counties of the state of Minnesota. There are different types of stones from different types of from the different counties. Some being granite, some limestone, some pipestone. Depends on what's indigenous to the county that it represents. They'll be laid out in constellation patterns because the stars in the night sky. That's one of the links that military families and military family or service members will say, look up at the stars in the night sky. That's something that we can share even though we're many miles apart. So they'll be laid out in constellation patterns, and then they'll have inscriptions on them representing each of the different counties. The counties will be submitting these inscriptions. We're in the process of doing that now. They'll be juried and small snippets of statements. So things possibly, like I haven't seen them yet, but it might be like your baby has blue eyes and you have my heart, or it could be the tractor broke down. It'll be, whatever the counties feel represents them, and it'll be from the Civil War time until current day, and it doesn't have to be during a conflict. It could be from a peacetime, but it'll be from correspondence, texts, emails, whatever other types of messages transpond in between military families and their service members.
Okay, so if somebody's got a tidbit or something that they are interested in submitting, is there a way for them to do that still?
Yeah, actually what you need to do is check with your county. So I know you're in Cook County. You would check with the county Veterans Services Office in your particular county, or if you're in another county listening in, you would contact your particular county and their Veterans Services Office. Each Veterans Service Office is making their own determination in how they're going to be collecting the information. So you do need to contact the county Veterans Service Office to determine how that's being done. Some counties have issued newspaper articles asking their constituency to send in correspondence. Other counties are working with their museums. They may have historical museums or other types of artifacts that they're using. So it is very county-dependent.
Okay, and then do those folks then make the decision on what gets selected, or does that come down to you?
What will happen is the counties will each send in 2 to 3 pieces of correspondence, and then it'll come down to a jury that's been put together at the state level. There are people from the Minnesota State Capitol Board that are on it, the Historical Society for the State of Minnesota. We have a Story Stone Committee. All of these people will sit on the committee, go through a jury process, and determine 5 to 15 words from the piece of correspondence that kind of represent the feel of just an average, day-to-day things that go on in between military family members and their service person.
Okay. And then what happens with anything that's submitted that isn't used?
There'll only be two to three pieces. We're just taking copies. We're not taking the original
pieces.
Okay. So the original pieces are going to stay with whoever owns them.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. So, So Terry, then why is this project important to you on a personal level?
On a personal level, it's actually important because I think we really, especially when you have something like Veterans Day today and you go, we really need to not only thank our veterans, and that's extremely important. So thank you to all of our veterans out there, but also our veteran family members, because as I said before, they were as much in the military to some degree as their service member, worrying about them, keeping the home front going for them, supporting them in many other ways. It's important for me. Actually, my father was in the military for 27 years, so I understand both being in a military family and then seeing it from the outside of seeing our soldiers as they've gone through the years, the more recent conflicts and more recent activity, seeing how the families are impacted, particularly here in the state of Minnesota. I've been here 35 years now, so I've really, through our dealings with working on the Minnesota Vietnam Veterans Memorial when that was built, and with other things that we do with the Minnesota National Guard, really come to see how the families are a huge support system and need support themselves.
Excellent. Well, we are talking with Terry Popp of the Minnesota Military Family Tribute. Again, they are seeking copies of correspondence between military members and their families for inclusion in the Story Stones Project. Local submissions can go to Cook County Veterans Service Officer Pat Strand. And the deadline for submissions is Friday, November 14th. That's this Friday. Is that correct, Terry?
That would be, yep, for Cook County, yes.
Okay. Okay, so deadline for submission is Friday, November 14th. For more information, you can get a hold of Pat, not Terry, Pat at 387-3639. Terry, anything else you'd like to add?
No, just again, thank you very much to all of our veterans on this Veterans Day and to all of the veteran family members that are out there in your community.
Great. Thanks for joining us today.
Okay, thank you for having me.